Thank you very much. Rudi, für das Seminar nehme ich dann dieses Mikrofon auf. Hare Krishna. Welcome to the seminar called Enlivening the Spiritual Heart. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihadi Gopidana Vallava Giri Varadade Gopidana Vallava Giri Varadade Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana Yamuna Tira Vanatari Yamuna Tira Vanatari Nidaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihani Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihani Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra.
Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Paravraja Kacharya Ashtato Satasi Simati Stivayengre Sila Ave Charanaravinda Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem se kaho si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Arvaita Radha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Si Si Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinata Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Yamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga All glories to Sri Gauranga Govindanandan, please. Govindanandan. Yes. De Rama, De Rama. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So, Hare Krishna. I was actually requested to come again to the Russian summer camp. It's an event where we have up to 5,000 devotees. That's what I heard. We expect so much. And I was requested to give a seminar called Enlivening the Spiritual Heart. Then I thought, this will be my test run. I will give the same seminar here. And I have designed the seminar in such a way that we will, first of all, get something like a guideline for our lives, which will bring us through life. And then I want to discuss a very spiritual subject matter. The subject will be, we will think how Krishna loves us. The next day I will go to a very deep japa workshop, chanting with feelings. And during this day, we will have an experience which we will not be able to forget. You will tell all the people who are dear to you who didn't come to this summer camp. We will make an experiment. There's only one person who knows what the experiment will be like. It's Anandini, but she has given her vow to not tell it. Only if you hear her talk in her sleep, you will be able to find it out. Dinamati also knows. So, please. Okay? Otherwise, I will not give you a sweet. If you tell a secret. And then there will be other subject matters, like the war of emotions, the cure for the divided self, Srila Prabhupada as a spiritual revolutionary, and the secret of spiritual life, that is absorption. These are all selections, but today I wanted to give you a little lecture which is called Nothing is Good, Nothing is Bad, Everything is for some situation for us to learn. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Yadveta Garadhara Shiva Shadi Govaktavindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In Vedic astrology, we know that in each person's life, he will be visited by Saturn. It's a planet which will give intense challenges. Saturn will also come to spiritual people, and the usual time in which he visits is 7.5 years. He's not coming for 2 days or 1 day. He really sits in your house and is a guest for a long time. Sometimes it is said that this period of 7.5 years does not only come once in a life, but thrice. Maybe some of you have Saturn in your house at the moment, but for sure he will come to everyone. In the Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami tells us of 64 angas of practice which will bring forth Krishna consciousness.
And one of these practices relates to the visit of misfortune in our lives. It is called, in Prabhupada translates it as expecting the Lord's mercy. And he illustrates his point with a shloka. Tate nukampam susumikshamana punyana evatmakritam vipakam ritvag vapubhya di-di-di-di-di-di sajivita mukti sadha sadhaya bhag. This di-di-di-di is not in Sanskrit. What it means is that those who go through their lives knowing that whatever happens to them is a residue, that means a rest of their old karma, and in this way take responsibility to what happens to their lives, and who at the same time engage their body, mind and heart in the service of the Lord, these devotees become candidates for the ultimate treasure, the liberation from material life and the gaining of true bhakti. Let us summarize. When misery happens or misfortune happens, a devotee takes more shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. He does not react like an ordinary person who becomes distressed, but he knows, no, this is my own karma which comes now, and by understanding what is happening at this moment, I will actually be able to go through this in good spirits and in good consciousness. I will worship the Lord with my body, with my mind, and with my heart. And in this way, I will get the treasure of bhakti. This reaction to misfortune will bring the highest benefit. Rohini, the exalted mother of Sri Balaram, saw this reaction in the lives of the Brajbasis, and she speaks about it very, very nicely. Rohini Mata was able to see how the dear devotees of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan reacted towards the greatest challenges. And she speaks about this to the devotees in Dwaraka. She says, my own experience is this. When Krishna lived in Braj, so many calamities threatened to destroy it. Now listen what it was. Braj was disturbed by demons from Putana to Keshi, by demigods like Varuna and Indra, by monsters like the python, and even by the falling of familiar things at Krishna's house like the cart and the Arjuna trees. Huh? When Krishna was a baby, even the cart fell down on him, and trees, the twin Arjuna trees, were also crashing down. It was not just demons and demigods, but everything was full of danger. But, Rohini says, but to these dangers, the residents paid no regard. And Sanatana Goswami said, so many things went wrong. Kamsa wanted to ruin Krishna's homeland, sent many demons. Also those not mentioned in this verse. And others like Kaliya, the serpent, was sent to pollute the Yamuna with deadly poison. Then he says, nonetheless, the Vrajvasis constantly thought only about how to keep Krishna happy. They never considered protecting themselves from the attacks of demigods or demons. So this is a very, very, very high standard, which we will not be able to follow immediately. But what we can follow is a principle which is expressed in the verse and which is practiced by the life or in the lives of the great devotees. When miseries come, when the hard rain of karma falls on our heads, or when Saturn visits our house, it's time to take shelter of Krishna. I would like to tell you today a little story about this, which I was made conscious of by Gadadhar. Is Gadadhar here at the moment? Oh, Hare Krishna, there in the back. As you know, Gadadhar is chanting very nicely, singing very nicely. He will be with us in the Nam Yagya. And he has also developed these highly interesting and useful subject matters, the Vedic subjects, which can help devotees to live, or help people in general, everyone, to live a little bit more in accordance with the rules of the Lord. And amongst one of the subjects, there is astrology. And he told me there is a book which describes a very amazing therapeutic story. And everyone who hears this story will be able to deal maturely with misfortune which strikes in the life, things which are not expected. And I thought, and I was immediately interested, as you know, I like stories very much, and I thought, can I read this? When I read it, I saw that the very important principles for a devotee living in this world are explained there. Principles which are explained by Srila Prabhupada in the Nectar of Devotion as the guiding line which helps us to go through life. It is basically to become tolerant of the things which happen and to take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. So you will now hear a story. Just listen with open ears and open hearts, and this will form an entrance into our difficult subject to enliven our spiritual hearts. Once there was a king called Vikramaditya. He was loved by all the citizens in his kingdom because he cared for everyone like a loving father would care for his own children. The king, we will call him Vikrama for short, was holding frequent debates at his court. And one time, he invited scholars for a discussion in which they would find out who is the most strongest of the nine planets, the nine Navagrahas. The first scholar who spoke represented the sun, and he said, the sun is the strongest planet because he gives life to everyone. He had yellow hair, like this, maybe like Krishna Jivani. He looked like a lion with yellow hair, and spoke with a lot of authority. He also said, the ruling lord of the sun is actually Bhagavan, Surya Narayan. He is there. After he had spoken, and everyone had been impressed, the pandit who represented the moon came. He was a little bit more soft. His effulgence was silvery. And when he spoke with a very soft voice, touching the emotions. He said, I'm representing the moon, who's in charge of the blood flowing in our veins, and who's also the lord of the mind. Then he looked at everyone. And do you know why I think the moon is the most influential planet? Because Krishna, the Supreme Lord, had appeared in the dynasty of the moon. At this moment, chaos broke loose. All the other pandits began to speak of Krishna and his wonderful activities. There was no order any longer, because it seemed that just by mentioning Krishna, everyone was only thinking of the Lord. Oh, how he lifted the Govardhan hill. Wonderful. And how he, when he lifted it, he played the flute at the same time. And so they were all discussing the various wonderful pastimes of Lord Krishna, which are mind-enchanting, because you must know, the deity of the mind is the deity of the moon. That is Lord Krishna, or Vasudev. So after moon had spoken, everyone thought, well, the moon is the best. And then another pandit came, and another pandit came. One pandit said, Venus is the best, because we all know when Venus comes, everything else stops in our life. We are in love. Good point. So, not at the very end, but towards the end, and it was nearing the end, one pandit came. He was dressed in black.
I have to show you how he came.
Hari Bol. Came like this. He didn't look at anyone. He looked down. And then, when he spoke like a crow. Saturn is the best. When he comes to someone, he transforms kings into nameless beggars. when Saturn comes and visits you, you are lost. He is so strong. When he looked at his father, the sun god, he became pale. When he looked at the driver of the chariot of the sun, the driver had to vomit and fell on the ground. And when he comes to any one of you, you will be ruined. Voila. It was up to Vikrama to decide now which of the nine planets was the strongest or the most influential. But he couldn't decide. He said, I can't think. In my mind there's only Saturn. I mean, if he was so bad towards his father, then it's better to not have a son than to have a son like Saturn. When this happened, Saturn was just moving over the palace and he heard what the king had said. I will teach him a lesson, a good lesson. So he came into the palace. Everyone went like, the king went up from his throne and said, you please sit here. Saturn, we are very, very honored that you are here in our discussion. Can we offer an Arctic to you? They offered an Arctic, and Saturn said, after everything was finished, he asked, are you ready? O Vikrama, steady your mind and intelligence. I have decided to visit you for 7.5 years. You have talked about me without knowing my glories. I will teach you. Brace yourself. You have another month to make preparations. And then he was gone. Vikrama immediately went to the temple of the Lord and prayed, my Lord, is there anything I can do? Misfortune will come now. Saturn will come. But the Lord spoke to him and said, it's not good. It's not bad. You will have to go through this period. There's nothing you can do about it. Except learn. When he came out of the temple, he met his pandit, his astrologer, and the astrologer said, I have heard about your misfortune. You can make 5,234 yagyas. They will take the effect of Saturn away. And afterwards you engage one brahmana to chant 23,000 times the Saturn mantra. Everything will gone. Maybe in the Veda Academy you can buy a little amulet. that is also available. But Vikrama said, I think it will not work. I will have to get my karma. One month later, a horse merchant came into town. Vikrama liked horses. The horse merchant told him, I have a horse here for you now, which cost 100,000 gold coins. Oh, said Vikrama, this is a little bit too expensive. A normal horse costs between 2,000 and 5,000 gold coins, not 100,000. But the merchant said, just sit on the horse, ride it, and you will see. He's much more worth. So as Vikrama went on the horse, it was a very beautiful horse. The horse started to move, and it galloped, it galloped, it galloped, it galloped, and then it jumped high. Vikrama saw the earth, his town. Oh, stop. And the horse never landed again. Finally, it landed in a jungle, looked at him, and disappeared. Vikrama knew, now my Saturn phase has started. He was kidnapped, alone in a jungle. One thing which I want to tell you, never stay in the jungle when the night comes and the jungle awakens. You will see eyes everywhere and noises. Vikrama survived the jungle, and then many things happened. I will make it now short to come to my point. At the end, Vikrama was a nameless beggar. He had been suspected to be a thief, and the king had cut both of his hands from his arms and both of his feet without allowing anyone to give him medicine or food. Vikrama was a very strong man, but he was shaking. After 1 year, the king of the country, who didn't know who was Vikrama and who had chastised him, said, okay, give him medicine and give him food. The Lord wanted him to survive. And he was given a work. He took care of the oxen who walked around the oil press. An oil press is a symbol of Saturn. Just like in an oil press, the juice is taken out of the whatever is in there. In the same way, Saturn takes the juice out of you. Like in Croatia, we have olive oil. I have just gotten a bottle of the best olive oil again. I hope it's not stolen. Press will take the oil, the essence. The rest, we can buffet it to the side. So Saturn tests you on your essence. What's really there in you? Are you only a sunshine person who is happy when there is good moods? Are you only a sunshine Hare Krishna Bhakta, who is when the kirtan is good and pizza is available? Or is there some essence in you, something else? Vikrama was now an ox driver, and he sang every day very sad ragas. The ragas which came from his mouth were sung with realization, and they entered the ears of the princess. One evening, when Vikrama was singing so nicely, la li la la, The princess said, I want to see the singer. For 1 whole month I'm listening to his songs. Bring him. How amazed she was when she saw that nameless beggar without hands and feet. She said, you sing so nice. Although you are a criminal, your song has touched my heart. Remain in my palace and sing for me, because my heart is heavy. So at the end of the 7.5 years, Vikrama, who now lived in a little room as the servant of the princess, received a visit. Can you imagine who came? Saturn? Yes, it was Saturn.
How are you? Tell me about your miseries. I see you have no hands and no feet.
Saturn, you have broken my bones, but not my heart. I have seen that I deserve what came my way. I have also seen that you are not bad. You are just giving me my karma. I know why I am without hands and feet. Saturn, you have healed my heart.
You are the first one who understands me. Yes, I am a servant of my Lord. I am a servant of Krishna. I help people to advance. I help people to go and evolve in their lives. I'm not bad. Thank you. Now asked for a blessing. I'm so impressed. All the people, when there's misery, they go and say, you hurt me, you hurt me, you hurt me. But you have understood that it is not others. It's not even Saturn. You have just gotten your karma and you can learn from it. Ask for a blessing.
Thank you, Saturn, said the King Vikrama. I want to request you to not be so hard to the people. The normal people are not so strong. If you will break their hearts, even if you only touch them a little. Please, do not be so intense. Saturn didn't want to hear this. He thought. And he did what an intelligent personality does when he is asked something which he doesn't want to answer. He diverted the discussion.
I did not hurt you. The one whom I really gave trouble was my guru.
Now I will not use this microphone for a moment. See, what is very important, you will now hear that even spiritual people are not exempt from their karmic reactions, even if you are a Hare Krishna devotee. You will sometimes get your karma. Do you think it's so easy to just put tilak, say Hare Krishna Hare Ram, and think of pizza, and become relieved from karma? Do you think you will just join a movement and then you will be liberated automatically? No, you have to be formed. You have to learn. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, we all are like raw gold. We have to come on the anvil. To be made into something which is pleasing to Lord. Sometimes we wish that the goldsmith doesn't go so much in the detail. But then the ornament will not become so beautiful for Lord Krishna. So our karma is used to do this. But it is used in a way where a devotee can actually be shaped if he understands things correctly. Now, my dear devotees, fasten your seat belt. It will go very heavy. Those who are pregnant mothers, please think if you can be responsible. Maybe it's not good to hear this. It will get now very heavy. Those who are strong men, you will most probably start to cry in a minute. It will become very heavy. Oh, how is this? Asked Vikrama. You visited your own guru? Da! Said Saturn. One morning I came to him and said, I'm so happy to see you. I'm your most humble servant. Guru said, oh, my dear child, what can I do for you? I said to my guru, I have decided to visit you. What? No, no need, no need. No need. Yes, I will visit you. I will come only for 22 days, not 7.5 years. Okay, said my guru. Come for 3.5 hours, please. That's enough. I'm your guru. I said, all right. But then I saw that there was some arrogance in his heart. He thought because he is so intelligent, he doesn't need to learn. And then I decided, I will really come full force. He needs to learn. My guru had decided that for the 3.5 hours he would sit and take a bath in the Ganga. Do you know when you are in the Ganga, no sinful reactions come? It said once Saturn wanted to visit Shiva, and Shiva, who was at that time in Varanasi, just went into the Ganga. And after some time, he went by. Shiva is a great personality and sometimes very humorously inclined. I think it's just sad. It's a folklore. I mean, Shiva is certainly beyond the karma and the things. But this is how the story goes. So the guru knew this and he also wanted to go in the Ganga. Hare Krishna. So on his way to the Ganga, Saturn came as a merchant. Watermelon, fresh watermelons, best to be eaten after a bath in the Ganga. And he stopped the guru and said, "Have you tasted my watermelons?" I really have no time. I'm very busy. Mm-mm-mm. No, just try this. And Saturn in his disguise cut one watermelon, and just to get rid of him, the guru bought two watermelons. He placed them in his bag and he hurried to the Ganga. He came by a group of soldiers. These soldiers were sent by the king of that country to find the son of the king, because early in the morning the prince had gone with the son of the prime minister to go to an excursion at the Ganga, and they had not returned. They were missing. So the king had sent a search party of soldiers to find the son. When the soldiers passed the guru, they saw he's a saintly man, and they offered their pranams. "Pranams, Guruji, pranams, Guruji." But one officer looked at the back of the guru and he saw blood was dripping out of the bag. He said, "Saintly man, please let us inspect your bag. It's a routine inspection." "Well, I have some watermelons in there, but I have no time for this." The officer looked and fainted. Some other people, the soldiers, rushed, looked, and brought the guru immediately to the father of the prince, the king. Soldier said, "We found the murderer of your son. Look in the bag." When the king looked in the bag, "Please fasten your seatbelts. It's very intense now." He saw the cut off head of the prince. "Wavali, you're not fainting?" "Not yet, wait." And he saw the head of the prime minister's son and blood everywhere dripping. He fainted two times, and then he said, "Bring this rascal to the execution. Bring him to the pike." Now we need to know what is a pike. It's a thing like this, normally made from steel or from wood. Has a platform, and then the criminal is put on it with one of the holes which is underneath the belt, and then he is sinking into this pipe. It takes 3.5 days until you're dead. It's the most painful death you can imagine. It goes really inside and through you. It's so cruel, you can't imagine. When the executioner saw that guru and heard what was going on, he said, "Oh, saintly man,
you will have a nice seat today. Will you take off your dhoti or should I do it? You will not even get Ayurvedic oil.
Now, when these words were so harsh, the guru went into a shock and woke up and said, this intelligence came, he looked at the sun. Give me 3 more minutes. 3 minutes. If after 3 minutes I'm not free, you do your work. In the meantime, the prince came with his friend to the king, and they came into the room of the king where the king was crying. Why are you crying? Such a nice day. Yes, he was living. He was not a ghost. The king said, the fastest messenger, go to the execution place. Stop the execution. Something is going on which I don't understand, but my son lives. And his friend also. And bring me that saintly person or whoever he is. So the executioner was just taking the guru, bringing him to the pike. When the messenger said, stop! Said the guru, my Saturn phase is over. He was brought to the king. The king said, please, I don't know what is happening. Only my son is living. But I saw his head in your bag. Have you killed my son or not? Why should I kill anyone? What game is played here? Said the king. The game of Saturn, said the guru. Look into my bag. You will find 2 watermelons, which are best eaten after bath in the Ganga. The king looked in the same bag, and there he saw 2 watermelons, very juicy. No heads, no blood. The guru explained everything to him and at the end said, I needed a lesson in humility. The Lord has sent my disciple, Saturn. The guru gave him 100,000 gold coins. And he gave those gold coins to the executioner. You keep them. The guru returned back to his ashram, and there Saturn was waiting for him. Guruji, I am your most humble servant. Yes, I know, said the guru. May I leave now to the place where I reside? Yes, you may leave now. I didn't trouble you, said Saturn. The one I really troubled was my guru. Asked for your boons. Well, the king had listened with rapt attention, like all of us. And he smiled and he said, Saturn, my request is there. Please, don't be so intense to the ordinary people. Saturn said, please, ask for something else. Ask for your hands. Or what about your feet? Vikrama, whose heart was like a father to all beings, said, I have requested you what I want of you. Saturn answered, I have to come. People need to become golden ornaments for my Lord. But because you are so good, I will tell you the secret how people who are visited by me can go through the troublesome period. Would you like to know this also? Would you honestly like to know it? Saturn said, they have to listen to this story and understand it. Then they have to practice humility. Then they have to worship the Lord. Devotion, devotion, he said, devotion. My dear devotees, today I want to also repeat the instructions of one of Krishna's servants. When rough times come in your life, understand, it's not good, or it's not bad. You're getting your karma. And you have to now learn your lessons. You will learn your lessons the moment you become humble. Don't think yourself to be so intelligent and so extra special, super, and so on. Be humble. It is said in Sanatana Goswami's work, Brihadbhagavatamrita, love lives in the house of humility. He expresses it in a different way. But there is an effect, a relationship. So I really want to request all of you, it's not humble to say, oh, you are the cause of my misfortune. The stars are the cause of my misfortune. My restless mind is the cause of my misfortune. Ultimately, it is you who is the cause of your misfortune. Once I learned this in a very, very humorous way, I have to first ask you, do you know what is a Stau? It's in the, I don't know what it's in English. Stau? It means traffic jam, a traffic jam. What is it in Croatian, a traffic jam? Zastoj. What? Yes. Different opinions, but maybe we should tell both of the words. Then everyone is satisfied. Zastoj nestendia. Necessity, yes. In German, it's called Stau. Jam, traffic jam. So I will say it to you first in German, and then in English, and then in Croatian, if I manage. Schimpfe nicht auf den Stau. Du bist der Stau. Don't become angry with the traffic jam. You are the traffic jam. Can you understand this? Traffic jam means cars. And you have come with your car. So you are the traffic jam. In other words, and in Croatian it's too complicated, don't become angry at the agents of your karma. You have caused this.
My dear devotees, if you understand this, and then simultaneously practice the art of devotional service, you will actually become great souls. It's one of the processes of sadhana, this tatenukampam shushumikshamanam. And if you can practice this in difficult times, you will be very strong in Krishna consciousness.
The next seminars will be on the art of devotional service. I will start tomorrow with my workshop on chanting. Chanting with feelings. There are, many of you have read the book The Nectar Ocean of the Holy Name. This is new information which you will get tomorrow. It only comes in one paragraph in the book, but this will be very important. We will listen to this tomorrow, because tomorrow evening we will have our Nam Yagya, where we will have chance to apply the teachings of that seminar, chanting the holy name with feelings. How did you like the story? It's intense, isn't it? But I felt when I read it very relieved. I felt actually, yes, and I very much liked how Saturn taught the spiritual person who was not humble. It happened to be his guru even. I very much liked this, because in my own spiritual life, I have seen that it is so important to deeply realize this lesson. So I really hope that with this story I have given you a tool. But please don't forget Saturn's instruction that when he comes, humility and devotion and remembering this content which we heard, this subject which we heard. In Vrindavan, there is one forest, and I will end here. It is called Kukilavan. The Brijbasis go there once a month to worship Saturn. Do you know how they call him? They don't call him Saturn. They give him a loving name. Just in Croatia, we say a loving name. For instance, someone is called Thomas, and we call him Tomice. Is it? Tomice. C, huh? Tomice. I became aware of this when Ganga Mayi was called Gangetse. And I was a new name? No. It's the same name, but in an affectionate way it is expressed. So Tomice, Miroslavce. It's difficult. Oh, just we say. It's difficult to say, isn't it? So, in Indian language, they call it with an E. So they don't call him, they call him Shani. Shani Saturn. It's a loving, affectionate way. Shani say. Let us not joke like this. Maybe he is just coming over here. And then see, let us be careful. So they call him Shani, loving way, because they know he's a servant of our Gopal. He's doing important correction work. He's the goldsmith. So Hare Krishna, I have reached my end. We have 10 more minutes to the arati. Do you have a question? It must be a good question. Otherwise, Shani is... and be careful with Shani. Don't say anything bad about him. He might come. No, I saw here. Yes, Prabhu, I saw you first.
I couldn't hear him. I'm sorry. Nisam te mogla čuti, bila. How can we protect ourselves from having a conservative mentality?
I cannot answer this question at the moment. I just can't. I'm sorry, Prabhuji. I can't answer this question at the moment. I am totally in the subject matter of the story. Did you listen to the story? So I want to thank you very much. Is it a good question? Good. Louder.
You said that we cause our own karma and that therefore we are the ones who generate the suffering for ourselves. However, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that the person who thinks he is the doer is actually an illusion, and that it is the modes of nature who actually act and not the soul. So how can we understand this?
A very nice question. Thank you very much. Prakriti kriyamana ni kunai karmani sarvasha. Only by ahankara we think we are the doer. This question is taken up by Baladev Vidyabhushana. On one hand, it is said that the material nature is acting. But on the other hand, a person, and not the nature, is held responsible for his action. How is this? And the answer which he gives is that the soul is empowering nature to act. It is something like a king which empowers a minister to act. The minister here is not material nature, but the mind. When the soul enters the material world, it gives its power of attorney to the mind. And the mind is a material factor. And so many, and it begins to act, desire, and then actions are the result. But the mind can only act because of the soul. If there is no soul, there will be no mind which acts. Just like if there is no king, there will be no prime minister. The problem of material life is that the mind, which should act in the interest of the soul, has acted against the best interest of the soul. And therefore, the whole mechanism of material life is going about. The mind desires, the kamendriyas act, the senses of activity act, and activities with their resultant actions are created. From one perspective, you can say it's material nature acting, the mind and the rest. From another aspect, and this is what the Gita speaks about, because it is the material nature which acts, the soul is passive, doesn't do anything. So it's not the doer. But it experiences the works of the minister, the mind. All of us have empowered our minds too much, for too long. He creates our karma. We must make the mind our friend again. Thank you very much. I hope my answer is clear. Have you understood the answer? So the soul is not the doer. At the same time, who is the doer? Material nature, the mind, which is empowered by the soul. There are other examples of this, which are highly technical. And I think this is the best example. Krishna, Krishna. So we have come to the end. I want to thank you. Mahaprabhu, one last question. Yes. You have 3 minutes, so be brief. Yes. The question is, does karma take that is it necessary for Krishna to take a little of our karma, you know, and say this is Mahaprabhu karma? And then when something happens, that he gives you a little bit of it, so that you buddhidobha, or can Krishna just take all the karma away? For a very good devotee, Krishna takes the karma away. For those devotees who still need to learn, he gives them Krishna karma. But it's not exactly like the karma which the karmis get. This karma has been compared with treated, has been called treated karma. Just like you can take a piece of paper and put it into fire, take it out of the fire, and it still looks like paper. So the karma which a devotee gets is still looking like karma, but it is treated. It's some different influences there. We say, Prabhupada said, Krishna karma. It's a token. If you wish to know more about this very good question, Mahaprabhu, I would like to refer you to a very nice discussion in the 11th, it's in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the purport of the verse, Yasyaham Anugrinami. Are you familiar with this verse, Yasyaham Anugrinami? Who can find this verse for Mahaprabhu and give him this verse? Who is familiar? This is a very known verse. You all know it. Maybe I say it wrong. Yasyaham Anugrinami. Prabhupada quoted this very often. The verse says that those whom I love, I gradually take everything away from them so that they can concentrate. Around 83. Oh, who is it like? Who has a folio? Atmananda, you have everything. Yeah. Can you find the exact place? Maybe not exactly now, but. Mahaprabhu, Atmananda has the whole world in his computer. Yesterday we had witnessed this with our own eyes. We were on the road and we wanted to know one very esoteric verse of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and Atmananda made and there it was. So he will find this verse for you, and this purport is very important for your life, Mahaprabhu. There you will find what is the role of karma in a devotee's life. All right. So we will now enter the sacred Aratik ceremony. Thank you very much. Please forgive me that I'm talking so strong today, but this is so important for you. Srila Prabhupada ki, Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.